And we are back. Well, back or beginning after dark. There's nothing strange about after dark. You have to understand. This is completely natural. It's completely natural emotions everyone's feeling here. Nothing weird about two guys in bathrobes drinking white wine talking about feelings. Nothing weird at all. All right. So that was nice. So I'm just throwing this out there. I think JT has been choosing a really over-the-top after dark type song.
Yes,
the samples I was hearing before were not for the faint of heart.
No, they are not.
But what we're going to do is we're going to do one segment. Anybody who wants to share anything, you just call in. And we're not doing more than one. So we're just going to do the straight call segment.
And only one rule.
Only one rule. We're not doing hate speech. That's it. Well, actually, no hate speech. Have your poem ready.
Yeah.
Technically, the third rule is the one that's gone. Or the second one, I mean.
Yeah.
Only the second rule, the PG-13 one, is the one gone. All
Everything
the other ones
else
stick.
That's weird. That's kind of sad.
Let's throw that second rule out.
Out the
Nobody
window.
Cares. That rule's for losers. All right. After Dark segment, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Let's do this. Poets, it's time to whip it out. Your poetry, that is.
Oh.
Such a dirty mind. What? World Poetry Open Mic, After Dark. JT?
Yes,
the beginning
sir.
Of the song that just started there? Is fantastic.
Are you talking?
This one?
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
That one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That song... created in the South Park movie, which was, of course, created by people from directly in the area where we are. It is totally the sense of humor of this part of town. it really is.
It is.
It's amazing how much that humor is prevalent in this area. And we're so proud of them. We really are.
Actually,
super. But at any rate, we've got four callers lined up. It's going to be awesome. We're just going to go straight away. Now, this guy, he's just quick on the draw. We're going to go to Titus once again in the UK. Hello, Titus. Welcome to After Dark.
Welcome back.
We're happy to be.
That's right. As you know, I don't really do After Dark material.
Yeah.
So I hope you don't mind it a bit tame. Is that okay?
That is fine.
That's just fine.
Okay, another Earth Angel one dedicated to Michael Amadei. Melodiously, lyrless, a harp's witness, giving, bearing by aphorism, instinct. It's music hidden, though love Orpheus, beyond it will look oculi. Can one provide and Vega does shine, but you're a dystonic, having lost, having found, sound is heard, will whisper to a shh. Accept a third assignment on that note. Thoughts as an araria, ever so slow, one can listen. Yes, learn. Do not turn again in awe. Lead us to hold hands, the distance of late where fate will avail. Apollo, father of Orpheus, to succeed him to transfer that lyra. Much said of their names, a J would tee off, then an asterism. It officially includes that what can be found cannot remain my thought. Dove-like, you will help to conduct with each as two a dimorph, endure to bitter calm. Life, Socratic questions will not conclude in evidence. Lyra, a three-shaped trigon is pulling strings in Teloy. End of poem.
Wow, Titus.
Teloy means your aims and or your goals.
Thank you so much. That was a beautiful piece, and it's very meaningful.
That's wishing you all the best in your success.
Thank you. And the feeling's mutual, Titus. I really appreciate it.
That's okay. The Eurydice and Orpheus is a sad story of love where they got the option to meet, but they turn around and lose each other forever. So that's just in case we part.
Thank you. And and that's a beautiful story, too. The Orpheus story is really something.
Yeah, sometimes without knowing, all of a sudden one of us is not there. So that's kind of like that and all. So absolutely. I suppose an after dark subject as well.
That it is. That it is.
Lovely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Titus.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. And that was Titus Kahn from the UK with a beautiful piece. Wow. That was a big compliment there. That was really at least something. All right. Now we're going to go next in line to Stan. He already set us up for a payoff here. Stan, welcome back.
We're going to have fun.
All right.
Giving you a choice. One that is after dark sexy or extremely dark.
Oh, JT, what do you think?
It's hard. That's a difficult decision because I like the dark. I want to.
You want to go dark?
I think so.
All right, Stan. How about we go dark?
You want to go dark?
Well, okay.
I am. Oh my goodness! I didn't expect you guys to want to go dark. I kind of was thinking you were going to go the other way, but that's okay.
Go the other direction. We can do the other one if you'd like.
Well, no, I wanted to give you guys the choice because both of these are poems that I have done before.
Okay.
It's just that this is the After Dark segment, and I just felt that these two particular poems are more in line with After Dark.
Okay.
They're definitely not for, you know, our usual broadcasting, you know. Well, I'll be honest with you. The one I'm about to do, like I said, you have heard this before. But I do do enjoy doing the dark. This one, I do. I find great pleasure in the dark, when shadows force light to depart. My true spirit let loose and unrestrained. For night is when I can peruse that special choice on life's menu, a choice that labels me as being quite insane. I can't remember how I started, when social taboos all departed, nor do I care to try searching for a reason. One thing I know of me is true. I get ill standing near tofu, and I will never be accused of being vegan. An alpha predator, I hunt alone, stalking at night, hunting my own. Bringing their lives to bloody, ravaged ruin. Though my methods may be repulsive, I admit that I'm compulsive. Judge me ghoulish, but I'm still only human. Some choose the light for their soul's spark. Others prefer their souls be dark. I'm of the latter, with no moral restrictions. I revel in passion at their pain. Find wanton lust flowing from their veins. Sweet satisfaction for my crimson addiction. I prepare a place that seems most fitting, an abandoned barn or city building. I won't be rushed, so I must be discreet. You know, you really must take the time to enjoy a repast that's this divine, since I dine only on the freshest meat. Through shadows I've stalked and pursued. Now they're down and well subdued. Alive, I carry them to my hideaway. Splayed and tied, sweet scent of fear, I sample the wine of this, my preferred appetizer and form of foreplay. Males, yes, but a female preferred, though the sadist in my heart is stirred, the way a man howls during emasculation. But a woman's cries and horrified screams, like the greatest of carnal wet dreams, such sweet music to accompany evisceration. Entrails and fluid all around, the scent of death, my lust is unbound. Naked now, my ardor at its max. Oh, how glorious and sensual the feel. On my skin as the fluids congeal. My ghoulish passions achieving sweet climax. Now the final act to be performed, to feed my need and calm my storm. To finally partake of my grisly repast. With feral grunts and primal groans, my teeth rip flesh from off their bones, my crimson addiction satisfied at last. As I lie basking in the afterglow, comes time to clean up, time to go. With such a habit, I dare not stay too long. So in the morning you may see me, moving on normal as I can be. My crimson addiction, well sated, and gone. For now, in peace.
Fantastic. I really, really like that one. And a great read.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you.
See, this is After Dark. That... You know what I mean?
That has to be done After Dark. There's no other time for that one.
Yeah, but it's using After Dark well. I mean, there's, and it hasn't been for a while, but there was a period a few years ago where After Dark was a little shaky, and it was not. There's some substance to that. Like, you can grab onto the stuff that you just did. It was great.
Thank you.
You got it, Stan.
Yes.
I just said you got it. Thank you.
All right. On to the next gentleman.
Okay. Thank you, Stan.
And sleep well.
We will. All right. Thank you. And that was Stan calling from Alabama. Fantastic stuff. All right. Now we're going to head to Man of Lists. Let's go to Eric in Texas. Hey, Eric. Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I want to say congratulate you on your book.
Oh, thank you, man.
Twice already. Sorry, my mind is...
Hey, no worries.
My memory's not that great. So.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, man.
You're welcome.
So what do you have for us?
It's a big deal.
Well, it's you know what, man? Well, I'm trying. I'm putting out enough of them that it doesn't feel like a big deal, and I feel like by me doing them frequently and then in practicing every aspect of the process, from like structuring a book to creating the book to marketing a book, like I'm going to be getting really good at it because I'm just planning on doing it a bunch of times, and you know, so I have 100 books left to write, man. Now I've got 99 down because one just came out.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're moving.
All right. Well, I got go ahead.
No. Let's go ahead. It's up to you.
Okay. I got something completely different. So it's called Won't You Be My Dom Madam? It's a conversation. But it doesn't get wild or anything. Conversation. All right. Won't you be my dom, madam? She said, won't you be my sub? She said that she is already a sub for her master, and that his slave may not serve two masters. He said, alrighty then. Then won't you be my master, and I will be your slave? She said, I would only hurt you. He said, I thought that body dominatrix state of masochism was all about hurting one another or watching another hurting themselves for pleasurable pain. She said, of course, it is a mixture of pleasurable pain that most think to be more painful than pleasurable, and that what we do is taboo to them because they don't understand what we do to them. We are sexual deviants of slaves and masters that do not understand the roles of either one or the complexity of them. He said, well, if that is the case, then won't you be my dom and I'll be your sub, as most that practice this call it. He said, well, I guess so, since you're so persistent about it. He said, thanks so much, Dom, Madame. May we go play now? He said, we may, but you must be initiated in first, my little slaving sub. He said, oh, hell yeah. Can't wait to be initiated and branded as your play toy sexual slave and whatever else you have in mind for me. He said, alrighty, then let us begin now. That's in peace.
Man, first of all, really enjoyed it. And yeah, no, I think it's fair enough. That was definitely an After Dark piece. I'm glad you waited to share it, but yeah, solid enough.
Well, thank you. I was actually setting up on some BDSM, and I kind of have an idea what it is, kind of.
Yeah.
But anyways, just a short story. So my friend, she actually wrote, I don't know if you guys read it or not, but I'll have to read my collab with her. She's actually from the UK, and she actually wrote a book on like a lot of metaphor, simile, and allegory and symbolism and all that about the ocean. And she actually lives by the beach too, and she goes there all the time. But anyway, she wrote a book about that, and I haven't been able to buy it just yet. I'm going to be getting it hopefully sometime soon. But anyways, we wrote a poem called Ocean's Love, and I'll have to read it next time.
Sounds great, man.
Anyways, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
man.
A lot of people like it. And so she taught me when writing erotica, she writes a lot of erotica, she told me that I shouldn't make it completely direct and pornographic. Instead, I should leave something to the reader's imagination. So that was the first poem that I read to lead the reader on and to let the reader's imagination take over. And basically it's called In Between Space, and that's when the action actually occurs, but you don't actually get to read it. So it's just an interesting thought. And it was actually not too many people didn't like that, or didn't dislike that poem for that. You know, they liked that I left it to the imagination.
I think there was, I think it might have been Casanova, actually, the historical figure that said that it is impossible for him to seduce anyone who does not possess a healthy imagination. And I think imagination is the biggest piece of that entire process. So I think she totally gave you right advice, and you're going the right direction for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I definitely agree. Well, thank you so much. I don't want to take up too much time.
You got it, buddy. Hey, thank you so much, Eric. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
All right.
All right,
have
buddy.
A good week. I'll see you on Facebook and on next Friday.
Sounds good, buddy.
Thanks
talk to you then.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Bye.
And that was Eric calling from Texas. It was a tough subject. Stan said it in the chat room. He's totally right. Yeah. All right, now we're going to go to Mary in Arizona. Hello, Mary. Oh, Mary. Hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
Oh, thank God. Thank God, Gertie. I got through, Mom, I got through.
So what do you have for us?
You guys pleased me just like a painted morning on a summer day, early, very early, like in the wee hours. We're going to go to the wee hours. I'll put on a little background music. What I came up with was Beatles, Norwegian Wood. I'm going to do a little. I'm going to name songs because, see, I'm a Leo baby, born in 61, revived a few times to the Brinks, and there we go. Let's put it on. Norwegian Wood. Back in the USSR, what? Years of new days, and old, and still, both sides now, fast cars, circle games. Try a little kindness and let it be, woman. Take your brothers and sisters by the hand. He ain't heavy, he's my... Love one another. With a little help from my friends, carry on my wayward son. Old man took it. Take a look at my life. Blue jean lady, L.A. baby, seamstress to the band. Gonna see the river man. Gonna tell him what I can about the plan for lilac time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows. And all night shows in summertime. Thoughts of stairways to heaven, dust in the wind. Come sail away, proud Phoenix Mary nestled in. After dark, bewitching hours. Halo, drunken love. Beyonce, Rihanna, Beatle, revived, intertwined new age music. Flowy like Dante, relit and hopeful. In your wildest dreams. LOL. Info.
I enjoyed
we'll
that.
Just let it go down in the quiet while we talk and chat like we're on David Letterman or some lovely Johnny Carson renewal.
Mary, thanks so much, and we enjoyed that one.
I hope we all did, and I enjoy you so immensely that I join every Friday that I can. Yeah.
It matters to us, Mary. You know, it's
Earth matters. Yeah. Earth matters, and that brain matters too. See, all that matters. And congratulations,
right.
Dear Michael, on that book.
Thank
I'm
you.
Saving my shekels and putting nickels and dimes and. Quarter says they give me a
money
on the
stop.
Corner.
Stop. I will just give you one if you want. I don't care.
No. I'm gushing over you now. And good for that. And on we go.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Right.
I'll see you next time.
We'll talk to you next time, okay? Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. And that was Mary calling from Arizona. Wrapping up our After Dark segment for this August 2018. I want to say thank you so much to everyone who stayed up late with us, who's listening, or early with us, Titus, in your case. And I want to encourage you all, you know, we'll talk to you, of course, next week. But until then, just really, really keep writing, keep working. And don't be afraid when you're running into a thing where you don't feel like you can write or you don't feel like you can kind of overcome something. Reach out to some of the poets that, you know from this. We always get together here, but we're available to each other all the time. And including us, including myself. So please don't hesitate to reach out. All right. So as I say in the main part of World Poetry Open Mic, from Ursa, the studio dog, from Novia, the studio cat, from JT, and from myself, thank you so much. We look forward to next week. And until then, keep writing. Good night.